the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Did you have a moment where you went to yourself, you said to yourself, I'm not young anymore? Probably. More than likely, it's a series of moments. That's generally how it goes. 1-800-947-3979. You can email idiots at freebeerandhotwigs.com, on Twitter at FBHW. There was one that came in a little while ago that I wanted to save, but we're now flooded with laptop information. Rachel, you're going to get 1,000 of them. This one, realized I was old when packing for our camping trip a couple weeks ago, and I yelled to my boyfriend, babe, did you pack the Advil? That's a sign.
Yeah,
it says, side note, just got my deposit for my Lightstream consolidation loan today, and payments have been scheduled to pay off my credit cards. Thanks, guys. You're welcome. That's a good company. I'll be glad you did that.
Very good.
Yeah, that's what it was for me, paying off student loans, or being motivated to pay off student loans.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was like, yeah, I can do this. Up until then, it was like, oh, got to pay the stupid thing. Why do I have to do this? And then I somehow turned the corner where I was excited about seeing the balance go down. I'm knocking this out.
This one came in a while back. I knew I was getting old when I was stationed in Germany and told a new soldier he could lift a heavy box like He-Man. which that is already quite the sentence. And the new soldier replied, who?
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, I know.
That's the worst. We got one earlier that said, I can't find it now, but oh, here it is. Oh, darn it. This thing could be really trouble. I knew I was getting old when I was going through town, going down a winding road, and saw some construction happening, and they were pouring out a mound of dirt from a truck. And out loud, I said to myself, that's some good-looking dirt, nice and rich.
I would think that, I bet.
Kirk in Nashville.
That's a good-looking dirt.
Nice and rich. Yeah. Oh, that's some nice, rich-looking dirt.
That's soil right there.
And this guy said, the first time I said to my wife, no thanks, not tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Yep.
Stuart and I sit on our front porch pretty regularly, and we live on a street that people love to drive fast down. And when I realized how much that bothered me, I realized I'm old.
That's get them off. Man. That's not in my neighborhood or stay off my lawn
dang,
kind of behavior.
Slow down, y'all. We got neighbors with kids over here. Come on. I'll look at Stuart and be like, we should really put some speed bumps in.
Mm-hmm. Or you put up one of those like fluorescent or glow in the dark little kids down at the street that has a stop sign in its hand.
Right. That always works.
Yeah.
There's a house around the corner from us that they have like, I don't know, 14 kids or something, but they have one of those signs up. And I always think, like, why do you think that people are going to ignore the actual speed limit sign, but then when they see yours, the unofficial one, they're going to be like, oh.
Like, I actually want to run those over, the signs. And also, you have 14 kids. If one of them goes away, you got 13 still.
Maybe have the other 13 corral the one that likes to run towards the road.
Yeah, maybe teach them not to run in traffic.
Oh my God, 14 children.
This one, I knew I was getting old when I made a delivery to a customer and there were some teenagers working in their kitchen. When I walked through, the teenagers apologized for swearing in front of me. I am not their dad or their boss. I'm just an old person to them. Oh, yeah.
Do they call you sir? Oh, sorry, sir.
Absolutely. Rachel, do you think you've done anything? Well, you do lots of stuff that makes you sound old. I think you've always been old.
I've always been old. I like sitting on my front porch. I like reading the paper. When I would read the paper as like a child when I was eating breakfast for middle school. Like that, I've always been an old person.
Mm-hmm. When I just say read the paper, that I
think absolutely. To myself,
that is an old thing to say.
Yep. Because it's not a thing anymore.
It is not, a thing.
No.
Daniel in Grand Haven writes, I went to get a haircut and when she was done, she said, you always have people trim the eyebrows, right? Old.
I need my ears done. When she gets the ears, I'm like, that's nice. I appreciate that. Because I don't do it.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. But yeah, I remember that striking me a few years ago when she goes, you want me to hit your eyebrows? And I go, I guess.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, this is something I have to do every time now.
But yeah, now I have to do it on my own, like between haircuts, because my eyebrows grow so fast. And I'm constantly cutting nose hair.
Kendra in Chattanooga listening on Nuga Radio. I realized I was old several years ago when we were sitting on a restaurant patio. People were walking by, and out of nowhere, I blurted to the people at my party, "These girls are dressed so sloppy." She said, "I sounded like my grandmother." I bet.
I don't think sloppy is bad.
No, like, but describing, that does sound like something a grandmother would say.
Yeah, but a grandmother would probably say, like, scantily clad or something.
Yeah.
I think a very old thing about me is that I'm not quite there yet, but it's getting to be more and more often that I buy things that are function over fashion.
Mm-hmm. Well, all your orthopedic stuff, Joe.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that, but I always did that, and I've been, you know, I have always taken, like, Metamucil.
Yeah,
because I like smooth movement.
You've always been an amateur butt tamper.
Yeah, I've always done that. But, like, this is my buddy Steve and I, the other week when we were in Wyoming, we both talked about this, how there would have been a time where the thought of us pulling out our hiking poles was, like, off the table, where we wouldn't have them. Just wouldn't use them, because everyone you would see using them would have been, you know, like a 65-year-old with a beige sun hat and beige pants.
Yeah.
And, you know, they zip off at the knees in case you need shorts.
Yes.
Like, none of that. That would have all been a big no-no as far as purchasing that stuff. Yeah. And it still is with those pants. But there are other things where I'm like, it'll save my knees on the way down. I walked down with two knee braces on and hiking poles. So, yeah, there you go.
A lot of people are saying they started to feel old. They had moments related to listening to this show. The first time I felt old was when you guys had Rachel explain who Cheech and Chong were.
Yeah, those are the moments that I start to feel
really
old.
Really something.
Like the moment that killed me was when I found out that I was older than Maitland, who used to be on the show, that I'm like a month older than her dad.
Yeah.
I go, oh man, I'm closer in age to like the moms than I am the girls that I want to date. Like, dang it, man, that's not cool.
Much closer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Somebody said on Twitter, I realized I was old when I realized I had been listening to this show for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. That was how it started happening to me, where all of a sudden people would, and this has been happening a long time ago, years ago, the first time we went to Daytona, mm-hmm. we met our friend Steve, who was working for, at the time, Wood Brothers Racing.
Yep.
And he had heard us talking about it, and he said, hey, I'm going to be there. Let's just say hi to each other. And so we did, and when we met him, we said, so how did you find the show? Because you're obviously living in North Carolina. We weren't on at the time, and he's working for a race team. He goes, mm-hmm. oh, I used to listen to you on the school bus when I grew up in New Jersey, near where Steve grew up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Wow. Oh. Yeah. Now he's, like, married with kids.
Yeah, he's, like, 37.
Yeah, he's old.
Oh my God. Oh boy. Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime John in Albany, this says, I was playing 2-on-2 basketball and it was me and my brother against my nephews. And one of them said, oh man, it's always so much harder playing old guys in basketball. I had never once considered I was on that team. There is a different style to the old guy because you start to foul to compensate for foot speed.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it's only a foul if you call it.
So you just hit them instead.
Yeah, you're going to reach in for the ball more. They don't shoot free throws when you play pickup. So, yeah. Well, you got mauled. Sorry. Go back out and check it again.
Yeah.
Not a bad method.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that always makes me feel old is when I make a cultural reference that's a great joke that I know that, like, Joe would probably get and Freebeer would get, Steve maybe. But, like, if it's somebody that they just go, like, they just don't get it, and you go, damn it, man, that was a great joke.
Like when you go to the moon, Alice. Yeah,
who's Scooby? Who's Scooby-Doo?
To the moon, Alice.
Man, that was a really good joke on a movie that was older than you. crap.
I know. I'm counting on, like, all the remakes to keep us with it, because then they'll just be remaking things that we've already seen, and then everyone will get the references.
Sometimes. But yeah, there became a certain point where you couldn't reference like dumb 80s movies. Like you make a reference to Fletch or something and it's like people glass over and
Oh,
man, that was a really great line.
Or if you have to explain how it was, like I don't know that I've done this personally, but I for sure we've talked about it here where it's like, oh my God, you used to have to get the RF switch out to play video games on your TV that you had no remote for.
Yeah.
Like, I lived in that time.
I used to have to get up to change the channel. Well, so I saw there's one on this list from Reddit that said, I realized I was old when I realized that if your birth date starts with a one, you're legal to drink.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so rude when they just hand you back your ID so quickly and it's like, what? Mm-hmm. You have a 19 in front of the date you were born. It doesn't.
Yeah, your year starts with a one. You're good.
Oh, God.
Kelly, you know what happens when I buy booze? What? They don't even consider asking for the ID.
No.
That slipped away.
You're old.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Like, they don't even. I mean, that's what it was for me. Like, we hadn't bought booze in a long, long time. We just never had it at the house. And one New Year's, my ex-wife was like, why don't you get some booze tonight? Okay. We're staying home with the kids. And I'm in the checkout line at the grocery store on, like, the New Year's Eve afternoon, like at 5 o'clock. And I don't know why, but I'm putting mine up there. And then the guy behind me puts his up there. I go, oh, that guy's not getting carded. And then she carded me or did not card me, didn't even consider it. And then while I'm putting my stuff in the bag, sadly, because I'm like, I thought I'd get carded. When I bought booze last time, 6 years ago, I got carded. Why didn't I get carded now? She checked that guy's ID, and then she said, well, whenever it seems close, I'm like, he looks 40. And then I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
You are.
Damn.
Yeah. I am 40.
Yeah, that was a revelation for me, too, when it has the sign up that says, if you don't look at least 40, you're getting carded. And then I stopped at some point getting carded.
Yeah. I didn't feel old at all until Joe just told me he was because I'm wearing zip-off pants.
Oh, yeah. No, you were old.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, and in the worst way.
Zip-off pants are tight.
Uh-huh. They are. They're totally tight.
They have so many pockets.
Damn,
and then
dude.
If you get hot and your calves are sweaty, zip them off.
Your fashion is on fleek.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And then when your shins get cold, which is the opposite of fire, and fire means cool, then you just put your pant legs back on.
Yeah, you just slide them right back over
your
Skechers.
You're saving so much time. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. This text, I heard of you guys for the first time when you came to speak to my high school class when I was 16 years old. I'm 32 now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, that's, they need to let us back in that school.
That's a bad idea.
Well, if I had a dollar for every school Joe said that about. I mean,
we had a fresh crop of new listeners every single year.
That was what we were hoping for, is to still be around when those 16-year-olds.
And now our young people are old people, like that 32-year-old person.
Yeah.
All the kids don't get her references.
Man.
Am I right or am I right? Huh?
Oh, my God.
We get no spring chickens.
Probably like she's living in the upside down.
Hell yeah.
Tight reference. Thanks.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.